Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The finance bill provides unprecedented tax relief to taxpayers and ease of doing business."
We have done a lot of major steps through this finance bill. It's actually a bill which aims to provide tax certainty. It rationalizes a lot of provisions which are towards ease of doing business and also provides unprecedented tax relief in honor of the taxpayers of this country.
Ms. Sitharaman said under the new tax regime, there will be zero income tax up to the income of 12 lakh rupees. She announced that the new income tax bill is likely to be taken up for discussion in the next monsoon session. The minister said, as per the expectation of the people of the country and the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the Union government has taken lots of measures through this finance bill. Ms. Sitharaman said, the bill relating to customs aims to rationalize tariff structure to address duty inversion. She added that this will support manufacturing units, promote exports, facilitate trade, and provide relief to the common man. Earlier, participating in the discussion, S. Jyothimani of Congress raised the issue of unemployment in the country, alleging that the government is doing nothing to provide relief to the common man. Jagdambika Pal of BJP said, India is the fastest growing economy in the world. He said the country has become the top five economies in the world. Earlier, the Lok Sabha witnessed protest and adjournment over the alleged non-release of funds related to the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, or MGNREGA. During the question hour, members from the Congress, DMK, TMC and other opposition parties created a ruckus over the release of dues for Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and other opposition-ruled states. Replying to supplementary questions, Minister of State for Rural Development, Chandrasekhar Pemmasani, highlighted alleged diversion of MGNREGA funds and irregularities in the scheme's implementation in West Bengal. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan asserted that the centre is committed to paying pending wages to labourers. He emphasised that the government does not discriminate among states and urged the Tamil Nadu and West Bengal governments to submit compliance reports for the release of funds. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 for discussion. This bill aims to enhance disaster preparedness, response and recovery across the country. Home Minister Amit Shah is currently replying to the discussion on the bill.
आपदा के सामने की लड़ाई जब तक संस्थाओं को एम्पावर न करे नहीं लड़ी जा सकती है और जब तक संस्थाओं को रिस्पॉन्सिबल ना करे तब भी नहीं लड़ी जा सकती और ये विधेयक को कोई ध्यान से देखेगा तो दोनों करने का काम हमने इस विधेयक के अंदर किया है.
Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the contribution of minorities will be substantial in making India self-reliant by 2047. Addressing a conference of state minorities commissions in New Delhi today, the minister emphasized the need to prioritize the education and skill development of minorities. He said the government is running several personalized schemes for the welfare of six notified communities, which includes Muslims, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, and Zoroastrians. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today presented her government's budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Assembly. This is the first budget of the newly formed BJP-led government. Ms. Gupta, who also holds the finance portfolio, said 1 lakh crore rupees budget outlay focuses on development and growth of every sector. In Bihar, girls outshined boys in this year's 12th board intermediate results declared by the Bihar School Examination Board today. All the top positions in the arts, commerce and science streams have been clinched by girl students. And in football, the international team will take on Bangladesh in the crucial third round match of AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers in Shillong this evening. In IPL cricket today, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.